Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Patriots Report, part of the Believe Network, joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Hogan. I'm Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast and tell all of your friends who are Patriots fans to do the same. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country, in airports, and on YouTube. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Today on the Patriots Report, Chris Hogan and I talk about the best and worst decisions the Patriots have made to this point in free agency, as well as a few ideas for them to consider moving forward. That's all up right now, only on the Patriots Report. All right, Chris, just want to have a few quick hitters here. We are now almost a full week into free agency, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on the best move, the worst move, and a few things for this team to consider moving forward. First of all, I'm going to start with the best move. I think it's being able to retain Michael Wenyu on a relatively team-friendly deal when you consider some of the other offensive linemen on the market. Being able to have him back in the building for another few years. This guy's your best offensive lineman. He's your most versatile offensive lineman, but he's also your best one. Technique, footwork, all of it. Getting that guy back in the building is huge without having to slap the franchise tag on him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we can sit here and talk about quarterbacks and receivers till we're blue in the face, but at the end of the day, it starts up front, right? So offensive line is going to be something that needs to always be something that we're continuing to focus on, because those guys are going to be the ones that keep that your first round draft pick that if we draft the quarterback this year upright. And it's such a crucial piece, right? Because we can go out in free agency and draft, but like, who knows if those guys are going to mesh together. So I think trying to keep some of those pieces together and keeping that group intact as much as possible, you know, it's only going to benefit down the road here. So, you know, I think we still have to probably continue to add some people and create a little bit of competition, you know, up front there. But I think the more that you can keep consistency in the offensive line, the better. I think you see it all around the league is injuries happen, right? But like, there's so many inconsistencies and it's just tough, man. If you don't trust the guy to the left or the right of you, it's not going to go well. There's so much communication that happens up front, you know, pre-snap and just overall in a game. And if you don't have guys that communicate and play well with each other, I mean, you're fighting a serious uphill battle here, and you're just putting your team just at a disadvantage right from the start. So great. You know, I love trying to bring back some of the guys that have been there. I think a lot of guys, it seems like to me, guys want to come back and play for a drop.
Yeah.
So I love that. You know, obviously the money's got to be there, and we got to, you know, guys are going to look out for their own best interest, but it seems like to me there's a good amount of excitement for guys to come back, you know, and re-sign here. So
the idea of drafting and developing your own guys, and obviously there are going to be some guys like Kendrick Bourne who are coming in who are, you know, kind of raised in other systems, but the idea of retaining your own guys, that goes back to one of the core philosophies of Elliott Wolf in his time in Green Bay. And so I think we're going to see more of this. You're going to see Owenu. We saw Josh Uche re-sign. There's a handful of other guys who, you know, Hunter Henry has returned. So there's a handful of guys who are kind of part of that group that you want to keep around, foundational guys, core guys. I imagine your favorite move was the retention of your guy, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah. KB. I'm excited for him to come back, man. I think he left this year. I mean, listen, I hated watching him go down, but he let that year, right? He was just, it was every single week he was getting better, right? And I think that he seems like he's a leader in the locker room. He's a leader, obviously, in that room that you're going to need. And I would imagine that he comes back a little, you know, stronger and you know, excited to be around the team again. You know, same consistency, same place, you know, new system. So he can be excited about that. I mean, I think these guys are going to really try to find that different energy this year, you know, to bring back when they start OTAs and go back for workouts and everything. So, you know, super excited that he was able to come back. And, you know, I think for that room, I kind of hope that we just continue to add some more pieces to that puzzle to make it even more exciting, more competition going to training camp. And this is going to be like, you know, who are our four guys, right? And all four of these guys are just going to just battle, right? But they're just going to create that group, man, that you want. Right. And, that's going to be important. And I think Gerard is going to, you know, playing underneath Bill, I think one thing that he's going to have this year in training camp, this shit is going to be competitive as hell. Right. I mean, I want to go to training camp this year just to see, you know, I think I got to imagine, man, there's going to be, I get it. I mean, you see, I know that the fans line up and they want to run to the, you know, be the first ones there because they want to see 12 and they want to see Bill and all the guys. But I think you're going to see the same energy this year, man, because I think people are going to be excited and it's going to be a very fun training camp. A lot of competition, you know, a lot of energy.
I'm going to give you a very early prediction here when it comes to captains. And I know Bill handled it differently. Bill kind of appointed guys and, you know, there were some votes and stuff and all that. Yep. But the way he's operated so far, working with Hop Douglas, Tyquan Thornton, Bailey Zappe even, Kendrick Bourne's going to be a captain on this team.
I'll tell you who the captains are going to be. It's going to be Jabril Peppers, David Andrews. I would imagine that KB is a captain, and then you're going to have your special teams captain, right? So I don't know who you pass the torch to on that one, right? Those are 12. Those are Brady like shoes to fill.
I got a guy for you, Cardona.
You could put Joe in there. Absolutely, Joe would be great. I mean, I think that would be a new role for him to accept and to kind of step into, but, why not? Right. I mean, he's a guy that's been there for a very long time. He's a leader. I mean, he's, you know, in the military, he's a military guy. I mean, he knows how to lead. He knows how to do, you know, team. He knows how we do things here still. Right. And he knows what it takes to play special teams. So, I'd love for Joe to be in.
I like that list. I do.
Yeah.
I like that list. So we had Peppers, KB.
I mean, you got to throw, I mean, I would throw Judon in there too, right? I mean,
Judon, Andrews.
Yeah.
And Cardona.
Those are good captains, man. And those guys have been established leaders on this team, right? Judon, obviously, I mean, he was hurt and he was on the sidelines every single game, right? Jabril Peppers, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't make him captain, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Kendrick, I mean, I think he earned that, mm-hmm. just by the way that he's been, that he played last year. And I hope that he just continues, you know, I hope that trajectory just continues to go the same way that it's going. It seems like it is. And obviously DA has been there for, he's been a captain there for a long time, and he's going to be the, you know, he's going to run the show there. I mean, he's going to, you're going to have to rely on him pretty heavily again this year, right? You're going to have a rookie quarterback. If you have a rookie, let's just say, right? Mm-hmm. We start the season with a rookie quarterback. That center quarterback relationship, you know, I mean, the two of them better be roommates together, man. I mean, that's what I'm putting. If I'm Gerard, I'm putting the two of them, they're attached at the hip, right? Uh-huh. Like, you don't go anywhere without DA. DA, you don't go anywhere without this kid, right? And you got to just bring him along.
The other two best moves I had for, and let's call them maybe 1A and 1B or 2 or 3 or whatever the case may be. I loved, obviously, bringing back Bourne again, like you said. The idea of Josh Uche returning on very short money, taking less money to return to New England, I think that sends a real message. You know, guys around the league talk, and the idea of a well-respected guy like Uche coming back, that carries a lot of weight with people. And then we talked about this before, earlier in the week, bringing back Jacoby Brissett. Brissett is not going to be your starter in a perfect world, but this is a mentor type of guy who can guide Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix or Michael Penix or Drake, whoever.
Yep.
This is a guy who is, again, I put this on social media and people kind of, I think, took it the wrong way. This is a guy who is a leader. This is a guy who's well-respected. This is a guy who everyone around the league loves. Yeah. And again, it's one of those things where you sign a guy like that, you send a message to the rest of the league, you're looking for high character types. And I think Brissett is a perfect signing at the perfect time.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that is yet to be seen how well he's going to be able to mentor, because I think he's always been in the opposite position, right? He's always been the younger guy that had older quarterback. So, but I think that he's learned a lot. I'm a big Jacoby Brissett fan. I mean, that guy has my ultimate respect, and he earned that from, you know, week three, right? In 2016, Jimmy goes down a shoulder injury. You know, like, he's not going to play, and then, or he's going to play, and then all of a sudden, pregame is like, no, I'm not playing. It's like, okay, Jacoby, I know that you can't grip a football right now, but you're going to have to be our quarterback. And dude went out, and we freaking smoked the Texans. We ran the ball like 50 times, but, I mean, he went out there and played his ass off, and played a good game, and we played behind him. So, you know, and I just, you watch, right? I watch this league. I always follow all my guys, right? And Jacoby's, every single time he's gotten an opportunity, he's done well, right? I don't think everyone kind of doesn't see him as a starter, but a guy that can come in and get the job done mm-hmm. if he needs to. And I think that he's done that throughout his career. So I think it's going to level up the competition in that room. You know, he's going to be able to help these younger guys. And I hope that creates a much better, you know, atmosphere in the quarterback room than it was last year. So,
All right, worst move, and I'll start off with this: the inability to land a big wide receiver, an X receiver, a guy who is a number one guy. There were a few individuals out there, and look, this could all change with a decision to send the 34th overall pick to Cincinnati for T. Higgins. I understand that. That's probably more of a draft weekend thing. But their inability to land Calvin Ridley, you know, any one of the other wide receivers on the market, I don't know what you do at this point to look for another big body type, because you swung and missed fundamentally on Devontae Parker. You know, that. I think that legacy here in New England, you know, the less said about him, the better. He was officially cut this week. And you don't have that big body type. You don't have that guy who can be a traditional number one, 70, 80, you know, Mike Evans is gone, Pittman is gone. So what do you do at this point if you're the Patriots?
I mean, it's going to have to be through trade, right? I mean, I think we're going to have to go look up and down the roster. It's tough, man. I mean, you have a lot, like a guy like Mike Williams, for instance, right? Like, are the Chargers willing to, you know, what can we get for him? But is he?
Well, he's gone. He was cut loose.
He was released.
He was released yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. So he was released like Mike Williams, he's on the market. Right? Yeah. So can we bring him in for maybe cheaper than we get for T. Higgins? But again, like, I mean, I think that would be great. Is he going to be available? Is he going to be healthy? Like, how well is he going to do, like, in New England in a new system? You know, he's a big body type. I mean, he's shown a lot of flashes of being a very good receiver. I know he's just kind of had a couple down years the last couple of years and been hurt. But again, you bring him back. If you can bring him in on a not a huge guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, again, that's competition, right? I think you have to look for guys that, again, you know, we need that big buy. I mean, T. Higgins would be a perfect example. I mean, he would be a great addition. So it's frustrating when you know that this is a piece that we're missing, and it just seems like there's not a huge amount of urgency to go out. And listen, I mean, behind closed doors, this could be what they're trying to do, and they have a plan, and they're trying to go after certain guys, and it's just not getting done. But you just see it around the league, right? And it's happening in different places, and people are able to get it done, and we just haven't been there. So, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, free agency is, you know, next couple of days, something could happen, and, you know, we're going to sit here and say, oh, well, yeah, they were working on it, right? But I got to think that this is a room, and the talent that we have that's going to be around this quarterback, whoever it is, it you know, we need to add more guys. You know,
I was stunned by the Ridley deal. I was. He's that's what the market will bear, and that's what the going rate is for elite wide receivers, or at least top of the market wide receivers right now. But plus 20 million, and that sets you up for some idea what T. Higgins is going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away. I mean, I for a guy that really hasn't played a ton of football. I know he's a good player. I know that he can run. I've watched him. He can run routes. He can catch the ball. He makes plays. You know, is he a number one? He's getting paid like one. So I think there's going to be a lot of expectations for him to do that this year. I did not think that he was going to get a deal like that, but yeah, that kind of set the bar for us right there. So now if you're T. Higgins, I mean, you're not asking for a dime less than what he got, you know, and probably more, because I think T. Higgins probably views himself as a true number one, yeah. Right? And he's going to come to New England as a true number one. So listen, at the end of the day, like, we got to take some chances, right? We got to take the chance on a swing and a miss here, or it becomes a home run. And if we don't, then what are we, like, we're just going to live in this world of what ifs. You know, and I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in this world of drafting kids and, you know, developing kids, because, you know, I want to win now, right? And we can do the whole, we can develop people in the process. We can develop these kids, you know, in the future and in these seasons, but let's add the pieces now, right? So that we can go out and have a successful year. And like Gerard, like, you want to build, you want your first year, like, we don't want this to be a year where it's just going to be another grind. Right. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go through that again. Nobody does. And I think that we just listen, you see the teams that are being successful, they're adding those guys, man. And they're paying them. Right. Yep. Listen, it might not work out next year. Right. But this year, pay the kid and let's see what happens. Right. And worry about you got a whole team of other people to worry about, how, you know, the cap space and everything, you know, like, let's just tell them where you want, who you want. And let's go out and get these guys and let's add a receiver.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I agree with you on this point. There needs to be a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a sense of urgency. I'll put it this way. There needs to be a greater sense of urgency specific to that position 100%. At this point in the franchise's development, because there are some missing pieces. And again, maybe that comes through a trade. Maybe on draft weekend, they send 34 to, again, Cincinnati for T. Higgins. We'll see. And maybe they have some sort of idea brewing, you know, behind the scenes where they take Marvin Harrison at 3 and then, you know, they figure out a way to get a quarterback at 34.
Right.
Look, you know, there's all sorts of moving parts at this time of the year. But again, the biggest takeaway for me, the worst move over the first week of free agency is an inability to find an extra pass catcher. An extra set of hands outside the organization to be able to augment that roster. I got 3 ideas moving forward here for this team. We talk about spending money, and the first idea is going to take a lot of money, and that's signing Tyron Smith. Left tackle, Dallas Cowboys, former All-Pro. He's a little bit on the older side, the plus side of 30, but if you get him in there for a couple of years, I can't imagine he's looking for anything more than a 2, maybe 3-year deal. You put him there at left tackle. You put Mike on the other side. You talked before about an ability to protect a young quarterback. That's going to go really an awful long way in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the route that we want to go, then maybe it's more of just adding a bunch of players and skill players that, you know, that are playmakers, right? That they're not number ones, but we got a room full of number twos and number threes, and we can, it's just going to be a circus, right? Of a Ferris wheel of guys that are just going in. And maybe that's what Van Pelt's idea is, right? He's like, hey, I got all these guys. I got established guys. I got a young kid in Pop. I got KB coming back. I have, Thornton, Jalen came, we signed him back, like guys that have played, guys that flashed here and there, and it's going to be a gadgety, and we're going to do a lot of movement, but like, I'm going to protect my quarterback so that this kid can get the ball off. Maybe that's where they're going with this thing. And we're going to bank on our defense playing really, really well, maybe sign back Stephon Gilmore, bring back another corner, and then you got the rookie, you got Christian on the other side. Like, dude, if you want Christian to learn from a corner, that guy, right? He's not going to talk to you very much because he's very quiet. But you want to watch some film on a kid that plays the corner position really well and is athletic and can guard and can play, you're changing the ball game here on the defensive side of things, because now you got moving parts. We can play a lot of man coverage. We can blitz the hell out of these people and make quarterback and offenses lives hell, right? You got 2 guys that can cover like that. That's a game changer with some guys in the back end that can run. It's different, right?
So then the idea, you can go out, and that leads me to my next one, is go and get Gilmore.
Yeah.
And a position that was wildly unstable at the end of the year last year because of health and other issues, you would have Gilmore.
Yeah.
You'd have Christian Gonzalez. You'd have John Jones. You'd have Marcus Jones.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good cornerback room if everyone stays healthy.
I would argue that's probably one of the best in the league if everyone stays healthy. I think that's this. I mean, listen, that could be another direction that this team is going. It says, hey, we're gonna have this defense, and we're gonna establish this defense. We're gonna build off what we did last year, and we are going to win games with our defense. Right? I mean, listen, everyone's defense wins championships, right? But we gotta score points too. But we'll add some key pieces. We'll protect our quarterback. We'll get a good run game going, which we've always had in the past. And we did even well last year. We ran the ball efficiently, right? We just couldn't put up points. We didn't have anything down the field or anything like that. So, maybe that's a thought process. Maybe it's not. I don't want to go spend $30 million, $20 million a year on a number one receiver. Let me see how I can break this up, bring in a left tackle, bring in another couple of defensive guys, and then we're going to go into free agency. There's guys on the market, man. Let's wait until July. Let's wait until training camp. See who's still available. Then bring him in for cheap. And now you can fill a receiver room. I would imagine that there's still going to be guys available in July, and you could probably fill that room with some names that people are still going to be surprised that don't have jobs. And hey, like, we're going to bring you back. Like, this is what we're offering. Take it or leave it. You know, give them some sort of guarantee, but it's still going to be low. You give them some incentives for play time. And if it doesn't work out, then you cut bait at training camp, right? And it's not a huge cap hit to you. So that could be somewhere where they're going with this too. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, there's so many unknowns. It's frustrating because we don't know, what the direction of this team is going to go. But I think for the fans and for the guys of this team, I think that you have to put all of your faith into Jerod, and you have to believe in this team and what he wants to do. You got to put it into the coaching staff that he's built around him. And I think that's where you have to go with this, right? No one ever questioned Bill, right? No one ever questioned what he was doing, because it was always, you know, I'm doing what's best for the team. And it's, you know, it's not about an individual. It's team, you know, like, great. Like, I get it. We were winning championships and that team was successful. And, you know, obviously later, I mean, you know, I think just everything, you know, went downhill after you get rid of Brady. But I think you got to trust Jerod, you know, let him do it. He's going to do it his way. And we'll see kind of how, you know, where everything falls. I mean, we're going to be sitting here talking in August and September and be like, what does this team look like? You know, what did Jerod do here? Right. And do we believe in what he's doing? And I got to imagine that I'm going to be on the side of, I think Jerod's got something going here, and I want to put all my faith into him. And I think that he's an unbelievable leader, and I think he's going to develop into a good head coach, and we're going to see that.
That's a pretty good Belichick impression. Edelman, yeah. Still, I think Edelman still has the crown.
Yeah. Jules is, you know, God, you can, he's been around it a little bit longer. Wow. You know, I mean, what the fuck? You know, it's like,
all right, got one more for you. One more move for this team to think about, actually two when you think about this, but start to talk about extensions for Ramondre Stevenson and Christian Barmore.
Yeah.
These are two guys who are going to cost you money if they get to market. They are two cornerstone individuals. They're two guys who, on offense and defense respectively, you want to build around, specifically Barmore.
Yeah.
You can argue about the running back market kind of fluctuates from year to year, but specific to Barmore, you need to be able to get him locked down. If you're not out there spending money, let's talk about a plan, a long-term plan with these guys that would include locking them down for another 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to the point. It's like, let's try to bring back as many guys as we can. You know, we don't need to, we've already uprooted the coaching staff situation, right? Like, let's try to keep this group together a little bit longer and not just have a complete turnover of every single position in the locker room. So I think bringing back a lot of familiar faces, you know, into the locker room, into those rooms specifically, I think is, especially on the defensive side of things, I think the more that you can keep the defense intact, I think the offense is a little different, right? The defensive side of things is not going to change from a play calling perspective very much, because that's going to remain very consistent because of who they brought back and Jerod and the DC, right? But the offense is going to be, is different, completely different, whole new playbook. We haven't had this in 20 plus years. So I think that there's a little more wiggle room for kind of like, hey, we can, you know, if Stevenson is asking for money that we're just not willing to pay, I think it's okay that we can go see if we can bring in someone else that maybe is, you know, similar type back, because we know that, you know, maybe he doesn't fit into this offense. Maybe it's not, Van Pelt doesn't really see a spot for him, right? Or he, yeah. So I think there's a lot to talk about when it comes to how is Van Pelt going to run this offense, right? Mm-hmm. Again, and I think obviously the biggest unknown is who's going to be quarterbacking for him. So, the true identity of this offense is yet to be known, and we're not going to know until August. So
yeah,
we can add, I think, a couple different pieces here and kind of switch up the rooms on offensive side of things. I think defensively, you want to bring back as many guys as you can, you know, because that defense was playing very well together. And if you have a defense that's playing well together, you want to keep those guys intact.
I will say this. I've talked to reps for both guys, and they say that everything is kind of in a holding pattern, at least right now, when it comes to extensions, because they're new guys in the corner offices in Foxborough who are more focused on, you know, the priority list, at least at this point. And that's not to say that they're not that far down on the priority list, but I imagine these conversations will come sooner rather than later for both of those guys.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Patriots are probably playing the game too, right? I mean, if someone, if Stevenson and those guys are not coming to the table and say, hey, like, this is what we're asking for, or, you know, I've been in contact with so-and-so, and they don't come to the table with any numbers, then, you know, I'm going to hold off too, you know, until we can make that move. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we can go into contract with them and kind of see if the numbers align. But if they don't, you know, we can't just, you know, waste time trying to get guys back that don't want to be there. You know, I can't even imagine, like, for Stevenson, you're seeing what all these guys are getting paid, right? Especially at the running back position. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it sucks to be a running back, right? For those guys that are not, I mean, you know, obviously Christian and some of them are getting what they're worth, but I just think that you can get running backs for cheap, you know, for cheaper than probably what he's asking for. And free agency, you know, and even in the draft, I mean, I think guys at the running back position are able to produce a little bit more, as rookies. You know, I just think that, you know, there's obviously they have to be good in a lot of different areas of, like, picking up protections, and it's a lot moves. Everything moves a lot faster. But that being said, you know, I've seen, you know, there are rookie running backs you can go in and be like, hey, this is your job, right? You're going to have a couple plays here and there, and we're going to rely on you to do these things. So I think there's a lot more options on the offensive side of things when it comes to, you know, bringing guys back and bringing guys in.
Chris Hogan, thank you very much, my friend. Take care. And look, we've teased this before, but next week, we're recording this on Friday, March 15th, but next week, I got to hear the behind-the-scenes story of Tom Brady's return. The game in Cleveland, 2016.
Yeah.
We've promised to talk about this.
I had to turn that off the other night, man. I started watching The Dynasty, and I turned on that episode. I had turned off because I was like, man, I'm not going to go to freaking sleep, because it's like, and obviously, like, the first play in the Cleveland game is him throwing a bomb to me down the sideline. I'm like, all right, I'll watch this maybe during the day one time when I have my.
I imagine that play in the Hogan household, in the gym or whatever, is on a loop, just over and over and over again.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that could be on a loop.
All right, so we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about that next week, Chris. Thank you very much for your time, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, brother. You too.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. One more reminder. This episode has been brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become a part of the team. And remember to use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.